So, as we go to the table of the Lord this morning, you know, always at this table, Jesus is to be front and center. The other night I was watching a movie. And it was it was called Places of the Heart. Sally Fields was in it. And I'm not going to go into the story. It was, in my estimation, a picture of faith, of enduring faith. At the end of the movie, much to my surprise, there was a scene taking place in a church where the folks were partaking of the bread and the wine. And there were, and again, I'm not trying to criticize the movie, because I think the movie gave a fair depiction of how much of the church takes this bread and wine. And what they did was they passed a plate with cups and they passed a plate with bread. And as it came to each one, the participant took the cup and took the bread. And there were no words. They were just practicing some religious, some liturgical habit. And wherein there did not appear to be meaning communicated. Wherein there was no discernment being manifest. Just a taking of the cup and a taking of the bread. We always, because this table of the Lord, I believe, is very important in the life of the people of God. We always attempt to give meaning to these elements that discernment might come and understanding through it of what Jesus did, what these elements mean. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." In Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, I find the reading for this morning to be most apropos, and therefore I'm going to read it. The verse, Hebrews 12:2, he says, "Looking unto Jesus, He says, it is ever the Holy Spirit's work I'm stopping. Do I want to give explanation? For faith, God gives us His Holy Spirit. It is ever the Holy Spirit's work to turn our eyes away from self to Jesus. But Satan's work is just the opposite of this. For he is constantly trying to make us regard ourselves instead of Christ. He insinuates your sins are too great for pardon. You have no faith. You do not repent enough. You will never be able to continue to the end. You have not the joy of his children. You have such a wavering hold of Jesus. All these thoughts are about self. And we shall never find comfort or assurance by looking within. But the Holy Spirit turns our eyes entirely away from self. He tells us that we are nothing, but that Christ is all in all. Remember, therefore, it is not your hold of Christ that saves thee. It is Christ. It is not your joy in Christ that saves thee. It is Christ. It is not even faith in Christ, that though that be the instrument, it is Christ's blood and merits. Therefore, look not so much to your hand with which you are grasping Christ as to Christ. Look not to your hope, but to Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. We shall never find happiness by looking at our prayers, our doings, or our feelings. It is what Jesus is, not what we are, that gives the soul rest. If we would at once overcome Satan and have peace with God, it must be by looking unto Jesus. Keep that eye simply on Him. Let His death, His sufferings, His merit, His glories, His intercession be fresh upon your mind. When you wake in the morning, look to Him. When you lie down at night, look to Him. Oh, let not your hopes or fears come between you and Jesus. Follow hard after Him, and He will never fail you. And he ends with a little verse. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. At this table, we remember Jesus. We look unto Jesus. This cup represents His death, that life, the price paid for our redemption. The bread represents His sufferings of which it is said, by his stripes we are healed. Of his man. Only he who had no sin. His glories. Jesus, of whom it is said, the outraying of his glory, that is God's glory, on the stage of history. When Jesus took on flesh and blood, he put on display, he is the outraying of the glory of God. His intercession, he interceded for us, and he took upon himself the sins of the whole world. And as this congregation of faith participates in these elements, we do it looking unto Jesus, we do it with understanding, and because of understanding, we do it with gratitude. We do it with thanksgiving, which is the English translation, the word of the Greek word Eucharist. As we look unto Jesus and see and discern what he has done and who he is, we take the cup, thanking God for his grace. And we take the bread, thanking God for his healing. And we do this with joy. Of Jesus. Take them in Jesus' name.